There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby. That's right. This man knows what's up.
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. And you know how we do it. The phone number, 343-0106. 343-0106. Also, you can use for a text, and you can leave us a talk back message when you use the FM Talk 106.5 app. You'll see the microphone icon at the bottom of the screen. If you'll push that, it lets you record a message, and it sends it right here to the show, and I can play it back on the air. As we get started to double down, although I think it was sufficiently told this morning, but congratulations to Mrs. Poor. I mean, this whole that Jeff had his baby. Jeff didn't have a baby. Jeff's wife had a baby, okay? I've been around this. I know how it works. The wife had, Carolyn had the baby. So congratulations to Jeff and the expanding family there, and good work to Mrs. Poor. And it's, speaking of birthdays, it is the everything to the social media world of FM Talk 106.5 is Leanna. And we talk about Leanna a lot. You see her. So if you're looking at Facebook and you're looking at Instagram and with our social media presence out there, the graphics, all the great imagery and all that that goes online from us, that comes from Leanna. It's her birthday today as well. So just wish her a happy birthday. Go on the Facebook page and hit her up. Wish her a happy birthday. So congratulations to the Poors and happy birthday to Leanna. And with that, I will read one more thing before we get our guest on. And it's the second Tuesday of the month. So there's the tell who's coming on. Just go back to this. So the conversation I had with April Marie at the end of Jeff's show, she was asking me about Hannah Barron. Yes, I've been, you know, I know this weekend, everybody's like, oh, Hannah Barron. I've followed her Instagram for a couple years or more now. But Haywood said no sane person would stick their hand into a log to grab a catfish. There's a lot of things we do with regularity that you would say, well, you know, not a sane person would do that. But people find it fun. We'll just leave it that. I know that, you know, my late father would always tell stories. They would use a hay hook when they did it, and he would go in Missouri, or his dad called it Missouri, on the, I think it was the Pomme de Terre River out there, and he and his dad would drift in this wooden 12-foot boat, and he'd put his boys over the side to go reach in the logs. As dad sat there smoking a cigar, his father sat there smoking a cigar and sent his boys in to grab catfish and fill up the boats like that. So I come from a family that did it way back when. Like I said, I've done it a couple times. It's not my normal thing. But Hannah Barron, if you go look at her social media, does a whole lot more. Of course, there's a lot more eyes on it now that some fool, Samira Khan, decided to attack her. But we can talk about that later because it is the second Tuesday of the month, and it means Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch joins me. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Okay, there's a lot that I want to talk about with you, but you just told me about something that's coming out today. I guess the press release is coming out today. We've talked in the past how when you come in here and you talk to folks, it's ask the sheriff, but when people tell you stuff or ask stuff, it's something that quite often you go, yeah, I've been thinking about that, or it's been on my mind. I don't know how many shows that we've done that this has come up, but I'd say more than half. People say, ask the sheriff what he thinks about pulling up at a traffic light and having clouds of marijuana smoke going everywhere. And you know, I personally have seen the same thing with regularity, and you said you had two, and you've had enough.
I've had enough. We're kicking off Operation Up in Smoke today. You know, and it's one of the things where I was more and more frequently being asked by citizens in the community, is marijuana legal now?
Well, I mean, so, yes, because you would think
it gives that perception.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the answer is no. It's still illegal in Alabama, and it's illegal federally.
So, okay. So, but one might at least ask that question, maybe with a little grin to be a smart aleck, but they'd ask that question because whether it's a traffic light or up here at this gas station we go to a lot of times, it's not even like, I think you and I talked about it a couple months ago, not even like guys around the back of the building doing it. It was like plain as day. And it's like, did I miss something? Did I miss the memo here?
It you know, it's just that. You know, I can't count the number of times where I've seen go to the grocery store and I see somebody get dropped off at the front door and the vehicle go park and they just, if they're not already smoking a blunt or joint, they do so the minute they park. And, you know, and most of the time I've got my family with me, mm-hmm. you know, and especially my child and who's elementary age. And I got tired of having to explain to her, number one, that it's illegal, explain what the smell is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they know from school and just me talking to her that it's illegal. Well, you know, her
and
next.
There you sit as the sheriff.
And her next question is, you know, she calls me Poppy. She said, Poppy, you're the sheriff. Why don't you arrest him?
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not going to take any kind of action with my family present.
But yes, Poppy, why don't you?
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, I've talked about this before. It's not like I don't clutch my pearls if people are smoking marijuana or having, like, it's not a thing I wake up and go, ah, people are. But it, to me, it's a rule of law thing, number one. It's obvious that the rule of law is being broken there. I've often said if there's something that becomes so commonplace, breaking the law, then you need to look at changing the law or you need to look at enforcing the law. Because if you don't enforce what's on the books, then why have it on the books in the first place?
You're exactly right. And I'll answer that, you know, simply that I'm a law and order sheriff,
mm-hmm.
and that is the law. And we're going to enforce the law. You know, and I will add a little bit in that, you know, and I'm in no way condoning the use of it, but we're not talking about the, you know, older couples or whatever who choose at their own risk to, you know, smoke a joint in their house. You know, we're going after the ones who are just purposely violating the law and exposing our citizens, a lot of families, to having them have to explain to their children what that smoke is and you know, why it's bad for you. And, you know, you don't go to the stores, you don't go to places like that to be exposed to that.
Well, I get to this, because Dan's one of the techs here that's asking, and I'm sure we're going to see more of these, but Dan says, why is it worse for a child to smell pot than tobacco? I mean, I've got
to me, it's not. And, you know, unfortunately, the child endangerment laws, you know, mainly pertain to meth and, you know, other, they don't include marijuana and cigarette smoke, and I believe wholeheartedly it should have. And, you know, because you're exposing that child to something they have no say-so over, and both are equally as bad, you know, for the health of a child.
But me being back to the simplistic point, like I said, I'm not any evangelist against it. It's just it's against the law. That's the difference between tobacco smoke. I mean, I don't want to smell somebody's cigarette smoke either. But right now, as the law goes, it's legal to buy tobacco and smoke tobacco and do that. It's not legal. If, like you said, you double check for me, state law, federal law, it's not legal for marijuana. But it's wafting out of a car just like somebody smoking a Marlboro.
Yeah, and it's the old adage that if you ignore it, it becomes a slippery slope. And, you know, marijuana evolves into something else. And you know.
But even if it didn't, Sheriff, I mean, that's. Even if it didn't, that's where I get hung up on it. It's not even about the thing to me as much as it's about the either if you have a law and something's illegal, then you enforce it. If not, then the law needs to be changed. If you're not going to enforce it, don't have a law.
You're exactly right.
So how does this work? How does Up in Smoke work? What's going to happen?
We will have undercover investigators. We will have our special operations division that you've heard me talk about a lot. And we will be trolling parking lots that we get frequent complaints about. And when you make a choice to do that, you're going to jail, period. And we're going to tow your car. And you'll have to make bond and answer for it in court.
I'm seeing people, too, saying, like you said, Irish Indian going, guys, I smell it inside of stores these days, too, like inside.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I up and down the aisles of the grocery stores, there are people who clearly were smoking it right before they came in because they reek up the whole aisle,
right?
You know, walking past them, and they have no shame about it.
I guess that's what I keep coming back to, is this idea that there's, I mean, I'm not naive, people are gonna do, but it's the, like, nobody's gonna, you know, whatever the thing I want to do, which I don't know what it is, what law that I'd want to just break and have no, like, no, if, okay, speeding, right? Not that I would share, but if I knew that there was never a chance of, you know, officer with a radar gun out there to catch me speeding and do something about it, then I might have a little more of a lead foot.
You're right. I mean, consequences are a deterrent.
That's right. And I don't want a ticket.
When you break the law, there are consequences. It's just one of those things that it just is so – I want to be clear, too, is I'm not just talking about Mobile County out in the county. We're conducting this operation in the county as a whole. That means every municipality that we're aware of that's having issues. And so, you know, give you just a quick example is, you know, I took my daughter and one of her friends bowling at Surge Saturday night. And we went a little early because we wanted to avoid, you know, right, a big crowd. And I damn near got a contact high going from the parking lot
at the bowling alley
into the business. And even going through that first area where all the gaming and stuff takes place, they might as well have been lighting up a bong in there is how strong the smell was.
Right.
We're going to enforce the law.
So even though people think sheriff from the county, but y'all underlay all the counties, so you have jurisdiction there. So it could be inside any municipalities in Mobile County, and this would be undercover officers that will be there.
There will be
sniffing.
Undercover and uniform person, you know.
Okay.
You know, that you'll see we're going to have undercover guys, we're going to have our canine units, and we're going to have Martin units. And the minute we catch you, you're going to be arrested, you're going to go to jail. And we're going to tow your car.
People are suggesting that you don't even have to do undercover. You should just set up at the intersections in town.
That's, you know, unfortunately, that's the truth. Yeah. I have literally, and I'm not going to name any agencies, but, you know, I drive an unmarked vehicle, and I have seen a car with the smoke rolling out of it sitting next at traffic light, a police vehicle. I mean, that's how much disregard they have for the law.
People might argue here that, and I think so. I mean, we talk about short staffed at, you know, for sheriff's departments, police departments, all that, that you know what, we don't have time to do this because we're stretched so thin doing this call or this other call. But, you know, at a certain point, too, I think it's reflective. If you're not going to enforce that law, then what others are you not going to enforce?
Yeah, you can't be selective. The law is the law.
Well, that's what people were saying here. Like it said, like Pat said, well, you don't need an operation for this. The cops should just be doing their job on site, or am I missing something?
Well, again, I'm not looking to call out or name other agencies, but manpower shortages are a real thing. And a lot of these guys, and that was probably the instance that I just talked about, they're running from call to call to call. And so if they get tied up with something like that, then you know, the citizen who called for their service is waiting while maybe another unit's dispatched, or there may not be a unit available for 30, 40 minutes. So, you know, you have to make a decision. And again, I have the luxury of having a proactive division that I can deploy in these type situations.
All right, coming back, more of your questions at 343-0106, 343-0106. Your chance to ask the sheriff, Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch, our guest right here on Midday Mobile.
Is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:24, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Glad to have you all along and your chance to ask the sheriff, Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch, our guest in studio this hour. All right, I do have it seems like on the text line, a working list of places people want you to
want you to set up here for this.
If they will go to mobileso.com and send it to us, we will add that to the list, I assure you.
Also on this, this is a different angle, but I mean, it's a different subject, but it falls into the same thing, I think. Bill Text said, I'm begging the sheriff to enforce the panhandling laws. We're very close to the point of no return and ending up like cities like San Francisco, New York, Portland, Oregon, and we are already on the slippery slope heading that way. It can be stopped if laws are enforced. If a lack of enforcement causes Mobile to be an attractive place for panhandling and homelessness, we will get what we deserve.
Well, I will start by saying we don't have necessarily a large panhandling problem out in the county. And, you know, what the ones that have been, I guess, arrested or cited for it is based on a city ordinance, which, you know, we cannot enforce. We can only enforce state law. Now, I do get frequent calls, and I'll send my guys to run them off.
Right.
But that's the extent of what we can do.
This texter said, I like the idea of enforcing the law, but when the leaders of the country get on TV, probably talking about last week's State of the Union address, when the leaders of the country get on TV and call being arrested for weed unfair, well, that's encouraged people to smoke anywhere at any time.
Well, again, if you're not happy with the law, contact your legislators and encourage them to change the law.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, we've talked about it so many times. Y'all's job is to enforce the law. Legislative branch, you know, makes the law. Like I said, for me, it's not even that I'm some kind of warrior against this. It's just that if there's a law, enforce it. If we don't want the law, then don't have the law.
Like, that's exactly right. That our only, I guess, you know, means to bring these things about is to enforce the law. You can't. You know, we don't make the law. We have to abide strictly by what's written in Title 13 of the State Code of Alabama. And you know, if people don't like what it says, again, they can contact their legislators and ask for the law to be changed. But until then, we're going to enforce the laws that are on the books.
Doesn't Have Meta says, this is Criminal Justice 101, which I actually took with Paul Birch as my classmate. Interesting. He said 80% of the crime is committed by 20% of the criminals. Enforcement of small things will have a positive effect on the major ones. I'm all for it 100%.
Well, and I appreciate that. The you know, one thing that I will say that I look to gain in this operation is, you know, I've been doing this a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, I worked drugs and homicide most of my career. And some of the people that I see this activity, you know, being engaged in this activity, mm-hmm. they're not just, you know, your construction worker right. smoking a joint on lunch break. Most of what I've seen, I could say, are probably dope dealers. So, you know, when we make an arrest, I can assure you that, you know, we're going to find other drugs, we're going to find illegal guns. And so, you know, that's what I call a twofer. You know, mm-hmm. you're going to.
Or a 3-4 or a 4-4.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're going to get the people off the street that don't belong on the street. And again, it's like they're so blatant. It's basically giving the middle finger to law enforcement and our community.
Let's see if we have time for this. And we're going to get to calls. Y'all hold on. We'll come back after the news. This text said, what's up with these multi-vehicle tows going down the interstate? It's a truck pulling two or three other cars all linked together. Is this legal?
They are. The way, you know, if they're done properly, they're legal. You know, they are checked at different, you know, states. But those are cars going to Mexico. You know, they're bought at auctions and such. We see them. We frequently check them coming eastbound.
Mm-hmm. So, yes.
And, you know, if they give us a reason to stop them. And, you know, there's only been one or two times where they were involved in illegal activities. But they're going to Mexico, and they know the legal method to attach them.
Good. I think that's what he's asking more, just like his.
Yeah, most of them you'll see it says, you know, in tow, and they have the brake mm-hmm. lights on the back, you know, and that kind of thing. So.
David asking, what's the name of the weed operation again?
Up in Smoke.
You got the Cheech and Chong movie poster thing there?
It may be coming.
All right. We'll come back. I know we got calls waiting. We'll get to you at 343-0106. 343-0106. It's your chance to ask the sheriff, Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch, our guest right here on Midday Mobile. You can even leave us a talkback message as a question by using the FM Talk 106.5 app.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:35, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile, which, by the way, just a programming note. In other words, let me tell you something. Friday, shows on the road. We're at the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show. We'll be down there for this show, but the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show gets started on Friday. When we're there, it goes through Sunday. You have 700 boats that are trailerable. Try saying that word a bunch. Trailerable boats, but there's 140 so big they don't make trailers for them at the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show. They'll be in the wet slips there. Check those out. 100 different vendors with marine electronics and different marine products. Anybody who likes coastal lifestyle, they got stuff for you. And of course, this all goes on at the Wharf, where you've got the restaurants and the entertainment, the free parking, all that going on at the Wharf. This is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Come by and see us at Grander Marine, their booth, as they have their big Grander opening going on at the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show on Friday. But yeah, the event going on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Tickets online, wharfboatshow.com, or check them out on Facebook. Get those tickets, and we'll see you down there at the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show. $100 million of boats on display. And we'll try to just pick one. All right, continue our conversation with Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. And first up on the telephone lines is Robert in Sims. Hey, Robert, you're on with Sheriff Birch.
Hey, Sean. Hey, Sheriff, I appreciate you taking out time to speak to everybody. But I have a quick question. I'll try to make it quick. In regards to speaking to law enforcement, this is a new term that I heard of, knock and talk, where y'all go to somebody's house and you knock on the door and whatever y'all think's going on or want to talk to somebody. But what brings me to call you and ask you this, there's a tactic that I saw and I thought, well, that can't be right. And then when I looked into it, it was being used a lot. If somebody knocks on Sean's front door, a policeman, and Sean goes, well, I really don't know anything about that, so I'm going to let you guys go. And instead of the cop going, well, thank you, sir, we'll be in touch or whatever, they put their foot in the door jamb. And it kind of turns into a, I don't know if you can still say Mexican standoff or not.
He just did. It's fine.
Well, you know, that's, you know, legally, you've just made entry into that home. So, you know, many, many things could be going on. And you know, if we're there concerning the welfare of a child or something like that, we do a knock and talk and we believe there's, you know, we need to continue the conversation. You know, I could see that tactic maybe working, but in a general sense, once someone, because it is voluntary, when someone wants to end the conversation, if there's not any other legal means for us to continue, then that's the end of the conversation.
Well, it seems to be, when I first saw it, I thought, well, that's not common. There, I know you hate to hear this, but there's a lot of video out there, and I'm not talking, like you said, and we're not talking about it, no warrant, no probable cause to enter the home, no anything, except the cop, in whatever instance, just puts his foot there, and he wanted, the instances I've seen, it was pretty obnoxious. And my question is, under your what you just said, if there's no probable cause to enter, there's no anything going on, what do you do in that situation? Because, you know, a standoff between the police and the civilian usually doesn't end well for the civilian most of the time.
Well, you can simply, you know, say, look, you know, this is the end of the conversation. Have a nice day. And then if it escalates, then there has to be some articulation as to why that escalated. You know, and if a particular, you know, person's doing those things, you know, there's a complaint process that can be filed, and we look into every complaint that is filed. And I say we, mean law enforcement as a whole.
Well, I hear you reference the Constitution probably more than most law enforcement people. And I guess my question is, are your men doing that? You know, like I said, no probable cause. No, they're gonna enforce the conversation. Is that something? If you heard one of your men do that, what I mean?
You know, that's such a general. I mean, I would have to know more about each and every situation. You know, it's very general. Now, if they're doing something improper, we're going to address it. You know, but we do conduct knock and talks. You know, a lot of it, again, I referenced child welfare. Those are some of the complaints that we frequently get, and or elderly, you know, concerns about elderly who are, you know, maybe in a back room not being cared for properly. And you know, the people don't want to talk about that, but, you know, it's our job to protect them as well. And you know, we don't show up just for the heck of it. You know, when we show up, there's been multiple complaints. You know, we try to weed out the mad ex-girlfriend, mad ex-boyfriend type situations. You know, we do a little homework, I guess is the best way to say. We do a little bit of homework before we show up at that door.
Okay, well, one more question, Sean. I appreciate your patience. Why not go get a warrant then? What I'm saying is a warrantless. It seems like it's a kind of a, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful at all. It seems like they're playing cutesy with the law. Well, we're not in the house. We're just going to continue this conversation against your will.
You got to have probable cause to get a warrant. You know, a knock and talk is strictly voluntary.
They won't take their foot out of the door.
Well, then you can politely ask them to get off the property if they don't have a warrant. So, and that's the law.
I understand. Well,
you know, it sounds like you've got a personal issue. You probably need to contact us and talk to us about it.
No. I never had a problem with law enforcement. Continued. I just saw it on the internet, and this kind of stuff concerns me when I see it. No, never happened to me.
Okay.
But there's a lot out there on it.
All right.
But thank you for the invite.
There you go. We appreciate the call. You know, while they're just, you know, this is, ask the sheriff. So people complain about things. Bingo Bango on the text line says, Sean, I live about a mile as the crow flies from the law enforcement shooting range. Can you ask the sheriff why they start shooting at 4:30 in the morning? It's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, some of that is, you know, temperature related. You know, we start in service training. It's not just us out there. It's the FBI. It's Mobile PD. And as the temperatures rise, you know, you have to do shooting in the dark as part of your training. It's required by APOST. And so it's either stay until 9 o'clock at night or start early in the morning.
So part of the certification is night shooting.
It is.
Okay.
And we try our best to avoid, this is a very ugly word, overtime. So, you know, you get people out there for training throughout the day, and then now you've got this dead time that you have to wait until 8:30, 9 o'clock until it gets dark.
Right.
It's wasted time. So it's easier to start the morning early, and especially during the hotter temperatures, and finish up in the middle of the day, and your training's done for that day. Yeah. And again, I hate that it bothers, you know, people. I'm sure I wouldn't want to hear it either, but there's not really a solution. You know, we want the best trained and best qualified law enforcement protecting our community.
I think, you know, I just hadn't thought about it. I mean, it makes sense once you said it, but I never thought about the fact that you would have to have qualified for APOST at night, too.
Yep.
So, okay. A lot of suggestions where you go with this Up and Smoke program. Backstrap Stacker says, hey, Sheriff, bring the sheriff's bus to the Midtown Walmart on a Friday night, and you'll fill it up.
It's already on the list.
let's see. This texture says, let's see here. I know that being in law enforcement can be a thankless job, but I would just like to thank Sheriff Birch and his department for doing a great job in difficult circumstances to keep our county safe. I appreciate all they do.
Thank you.
Your friendly neighborhood banker on the text line said, I appreciate the sheriff taking his time to come on and talk with us monthly. Is it too much to ask the chief to do the same, Chief Prine? Well, funny you should ask your neighborhood friendly neighborhood banker. Chief Prine's coming on the show very soon. So you got something to talk about there, too, with those crime numbers down.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think going forward, the public or community will see Chief Prine and I doing a lot more things together. You'll see us doing interviews together, conducting operations together. So, you know, we've we're in a good place. You know, very few communities have a situation where, you know, the sheriffs and the leaders of the local agencies work together on a daily basis.
Because you know, I like to pull the veil back here, pull the curtain back. Is that kind of like, this is my duchy. This is my thing. You do your thing. I do my thing.
You know, I think it was that way a little bit in the past. But we have, you know, bridged that gap. You know, we talk about a lot of different things. We've got some other operations that we're working on together that will be starting soon. And, you know, and I'll say what I said earlier is I have the luxury of having a division that I can deploy proactively where, you know, they're getting close to their staffing level, which is amazing. Chief mm-hmm. Brian's done an amazing job.
Because I don't know how many.
Yeah. I think they're within 25 officers to being fully staffed, if I understood him correctly.
Because just a year ago or something, was it pushing triple digits low or it was high, it was a high number.
I don't think it broke triple digits, but it was close to it. Now he did say in jest at a meeting recently that part of the reason they're getting up to those numbers because I've dialed back the hiring of MPD officers and we started sending people to the academy.
Right,
because that only hurts everyone when you know, just it's not fair that I get to a full staffing level and put them in a deficit. So, you know, we work well together is the best way to say it.
There's once again, by the end of the show, when we go to the news break, I can just give you a list that's been produced. The text line's popping.
Absolutely.
Places they want y'all to go.
And I'll take them here, or I can go to mobileso.com.
Remind folks, if they didn't hear earlier, you said if they have a place that they say, hey, this we need the Up and Smoke program there, they go to do what? How do they
go
do
to mobileso.com, you know, put it on our website, or go to Crime Tips. You know, we follow up on every single crime tip that comes through, you know, because we keep a database showing the disposition. So there are a number of ways, or call the sheriff's office.
All right. This from Angry Patriot on the text line said, afternoon, sirs. Here's a question I feel people want to hear about from the sheriff. These days, it seems like more and more like rule laws are broken at the highest level, whether in city, state, government, or in law enforcement. Can you explain how these officials and the meetings they have are watched and investigated? People just want to know that the sheriff's department will protect people from the very law enforcement and government that make laws and have sessions. I don't know the sessions, but I'm having trouble picking that up.
I'm not sure I understand the question, you know, I'm a constitutional officer, and, you know, we will not enforce laws that subvert the Constitution, period.
Yeah, you've said that before on some things that were talked about federally, and if they would be brought here, you said y'all would not enforce them if they're violating the Constitution.
That's correct.
Let me ask you this before we go to the news, too, because I'd like to get an update on where y'all are with concealed carry permits, because if people remember when the law changed, the legislature said the 67 counties of Alabama, the sheriff's departments, would be given money to make up for the amount of money that did not come in from concealed carry permits, right? I'm paraphrasing, but that's what the law said.
That's what it says, yes.
Okay. You've been kind of keeping me abreast here of the amount you get and what it should have been. So where do you stand now with getting money from the state back to Mobile Sheriff's Office?
So 2023, we lost $623,000in revenue. And again, that goes for training, vehicles that are not budgeted, you know, through the county commission. And of that, we've maybe gotten just under $200,000.
So I'm no math magician, but we're talking about $400,000 deficit.
Yes.
Do you talk to your fellow sheriffs in other counties? Is this happening there?
It is. It's statewide, and you know the you know, we're fortunate that, you know, the county commission does really take care of us. You know, it's never really enough, but they have other departments they mm-hmm. have to look out for as well. And I say departments, you know, road and bridge, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, but they take care of us. But these smaller agencies around the state, I mean, they're
hurting. Yeah, you said some of these counties that was like
they've had to lay off deputies because they were paying salaries with that. And so it affects some of the smaller communities much more than, you know, the bigger agencies.
All right, let's see. I tell you what, we'll go to the news, come back, and more of your questions here for Sheriff Paul Birch, 343-0106, 343-0106. And a quick reminder, too, you had said for people, if they are getting their concealed carry permits, if they do the forever permit, that money all goes straight to the general fund.
Straight to the state general fund.
None of it comes to the Sheriff's Department. If you do it 1 or 5 year, some of it comes to you?
It does, yes.
All right. Stuff we find out here on the show. Okay, coming right back.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:51 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you all along on this Tuesday. And as always, good to see Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch, our guest, second Tuesday of the month or thereabouts. So if you got questions for him, you know, around the second Tuesday each month, you got a chance to ask him these questions. We got this one. Somebody did the old... Which, by the way, I mean, we're going to pass this along, but y'all, talk radio works this way, that you talk to us, but it's a good question. Somebody called Dalton a second ago, asked the question and said that didn't want to be on the air, but it was a question in reference to car dealership tags. People see cars that have dealership tags on. What's the story with that?
I see it a lot, too, and you know, the law, if I'm not mistaken, says you have 20 days to register your vehicle. And, you know,
but how do you know if you're coming by and looking at that? I mean, is there a date on there? Like how long, you know,
some dealerships do put a dealer tag that has a date on there. Florida, all of theirs are like that. You know, it gives an expiration date on that paper tag. You know, more than likely what this caller is referring to is the ones that you have been on a car so long that the sun has faded it.
I've seen it.
They've had it a long time. You know, and you know, while I was in patrol, it was a long time ago, but you do encounter, you know, that is a reason to stop a vehicle. And you stop and inquire. You're supposed to have the paperwork showing when you purchased the vehicle and such. And if it's within that time frame, you say, have a nice day, and, you know.
Right.
And send them on. But I've never been a big ticket writer. You know, I've probably written 20 tickets in 35 years.
Wow.
So car tags is one thing that will get you, because I look at it, if I've got to pay for my tag, you should too. And driver's license, the same. Driver's license and insurance. If I got to pay for mine, mm-hmm. you should as well. So that was, you know, a few things that might get you a ticket from Paul Birch, but that was a long time ago.
You think about the insurance thing. I know there's a little bit of a drift from that, but one of my coworkers here was had a hit and run. I've had it happen to me. Had a hit and run happen to them Friday going home in the rain. And if we listen to Kane's traffic, it sounds like it happens all the time too. Is that pretty common?
It is, unfortunately. Yeah. And it's, you know, there should be more severe consequences. And I hadn't brought it up in a long, long time, but I started my career in Montgomery in the late 80s. And they had a city ordinance that you could not get your vehicle repaired anywhere within the city without an accident sticker in your window. And
oh, okay.
So, and that worked really well, because, you know, you'd have to either take it out of state, or, you know, there wasn't really many body shops out in the county back then. And so, you know, I've always wondered why we didn't. I asked that question when I first got on with Mobile PD and just never got much of a response. And
yeah, that's an interesting way to, instead of saying, well, we're just going to, you know, dragnet the town for them, do the easy thing.
Yeah. You know, you can't get your car repaired.
It's like you say on some of these, this chase stuff, right?
Yeah.
Instead of chasing the person, just wait at their girlfriend's house.
Yeah.
And get them there.
Well, yeah. And I know we've briefly talked about it, and we've done a lot of them here lately on different details, but, you know, our deputies are trained to do pit maneuvers. So, you know, whether it be this operation up in Smokeway, if you run from us, we are going to wreck you out.
And the pit maneuver, for people who don't know, is what?
It's a pursuit intervention technique. It's where when you refuse to stop, you know, we're going to wreck you out.
And it's hit and not run. When you hit them, you
we're going to hit you and you know, disable your vehicle, and you're going to go to jail. And thankfully, Judge Wes Pipes, you know, made attempting to elude a no bond offense. So you're going to see a judge and have to explain, you know, why you did what you did, and that gives them an opportunity to look at your history. You know, that it very well may get you some time.
Yeah,
because you're endangering
so many people. Yes,
so many people. But you know, I'm not of the mindset where I'm just going to, you know, blanketly say, "Oh, we're not going to chase you." You know, we're going to chase down a criminal.
The I remember when you know you and I talked about that, and then Judge Pipes came in, and it's sometimes these things are I think they're always important, these discussions, because we assume that something is why wouldn't that has to be the law, and you find out it's not.
Yeah. Well,
until things are changed, because I mean, most people would, if you'd asked me beforehand, would this? I'd say, oh yeah, that you can't go run from the police.
Well, I'll give you a typical scenario: is you run from the police, we're going to pitch you out, and then when you bail out on foot and run, our dogs are going to bite you, plain and simple.
The fur missiles.
Yep. They are. We've got some of the best trained canines and canine handlers around the southeast, and you know they're everywhere. And so if you choose to endanger the public by running, there's consequences.
Speaking of the canines, but the non-biting canine, do we know what happened with the competition that SD was in?
I don't.
Okay. What a pretty dog, by the way. Dog is. A couple of these, we just have like a minute left, but Milton says, please define dealer tags. Are we talking about paper or drive out tags that are not D tags?
Well, I guess it would be the paper tags, which would be the same as a drive out tag. You know, the ones you see that say dealer on them or start with a D, those are owned by the dealership. So it may be on a loaner car, it may be on a ones that the salesman drive around, but you know, I guess in my mind, a drive out tag is the same as a paper tag.
Okay. Hal says drive down DIP south of I-10 and count the cars with no tags. Says there's a lot of, I guess he sees a lot there.
I drive that way very often to go see my mom, and I will agree.
This texture says there's also a lot of Texas tags. I talked about that years ago, and wasn't it because of rental car fleets or something?
It is. We see a lot of Texas and Florida tags around here.
Yeah, that's because for a while I couldn't figure that out. It's like, did this whole state of Texas come here or something? Yeah. You know,
but it's the big rental corporations, and you know they're going to buy cars where they can get a bigger better tax rate.
So those are rentals. That's not just the entirety of the city of Houston coming to live here.
Not unless it's spring break.
That's true. That's a good point. Sheriff, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Sheriff Paul Birch, our guest, coming back, hour number two of Midday Mobile.